joined here in the media center with the provisional number one qualifier for pro stock, Greg Anderson. He ran a 6.608 at 208.62. Talk about getting the two runs in today and what this means for you.
First of all, yeah, very, very big surprise getting the two runs in today. We took a spin over to downtown Cleveland this morning. Kelly Topolinski, Kelly Wade, and myself, and Mary from the racetrack here, and Kelly kept saying, there is no way we're going to race today, and I kept saying, Kelly, we're going to race today, have faith. That's a lie. Might have been reversed there. I didn't think we'd get anything in today, so pretty cool that we did, you know, and just to get one, I thought, man, that's a bonus just to get the one, but to get another one and to run under the nighttime conditions like this, it's a blast here at Norwalk to run under the dark, header flames everywhere, and it's just as exciting in a pro stock car as these cars. We love racing at night. It's just an intense feeling, so you just you don't have to worry about a slick racetrack. You don't have to worry about anything. You give it all you got, and you put everything you got down to the race. See who brought the most. So fortunately, we came out on top after day one, so great day. They were tonight. Yeah, the first run, the racetrack wasn't quite ready yet. You know, it's a little bit damp out there. Tonight, things dried out enough and got enough cars down the racetrack to picture perfect racetrack. You could do anything you wanted out there, and you saw it looked like the scoreboard was stuck. Everybody out there was running 662, 663, everybody and their brother. So that's how tight this class is. We've got a lot of great cars in the class, and if you're going to be number one at the end of the day, you have to do everything perfect. And I made a perfect run. And I don't say that very often, but we made a very, very clean run. Got all we could get out there. So we won day one. Tomorrow's another day, but day one's in the books, and we're best of class today, I guess.
And what do you need tomorrow to duplicate it?
Well, you're going to have to probably end up having to go faster tomorrow. We're going to have a little bit better conditions. Going to dry out. We had a lot of humidity today in the air. Going to dry out tomorrow. Barometer's going to go up. Barometer was very low today, so racetrack will continue getting better. It's already great. It'll continue getting better, and you'll probably have better weather conditions. So you're going to have to up your performance tomorrow if you want to hang on to the top spot. So we know that, you know, and that's fun also. Anytime you can go out there and run faster than you did last time, that's a neat challenge and a neat opportunity. So we'll look to do that tomorrow and see where we can stack up, see if we can come back and see you guys tomorrow night.
Over the years, you talked about this event being a big deal because of the summit on the track.
It is amazing, and absolutely. I've been a little off my game lately this year, and I can remember many years coming in here and kind of being in a little bit of a funk and a little bit of a slump in this place. Just somehow we seem to snap out of it when we roll into the gates here. It's a great feeling racetrack. It's that extra home field advantage when you look around, see Summit all over the billboards. You see all the employees, the great employees from Summit out here cheering you on and coming to us and saying, man, we're hoping you have a great weekend. It just makes you feel great. Makes you dig down and try harder. You think you give 100% every week, but somehow we must find a little extra this weekend because it means more. It absolutely means more to us, and it's just a great feeling when you can reward the great employees of Summit with a great, you know, racing finish. So that's all we can do for them. They do so much for us, but that's the best way we can repay them, and it feels great at the end of the day. So we've created a lot of magic here and hope to create some more over the weekend.